Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Rock and Roar Podcast.
What's going on, everybody? Brian Roar again. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Rock and Roar Podcast. This is episode 21. Today is Tuesday, October 26th, 2021. It's National Pumpkin Day. It can be anything. Could be pumpkin spice lattes. Could be pumpkin soup. We have pumpkin pie for dessert. It's really good. Just a little bit of whipped cream. Old fashioned. Can't go wrong with that. Pumpkin drinks. You know, just any type of pumpkin stuff. So go get you some pumpkin today. It's good for the gut too. And speaking of the gut, probiotics and everything. Just a little PSA for you. If you're having a lot of stomach issues. I have, but doing a lot better now, thanks to a beautiful wife and thanks to the miracle of Pepto-Bismol. Tastes like crap, tastes like chalk, but really helps the gut and everything. So speaking of pumpkins and everything, you know, it's like I said, it's pumpkin day. So what are you guys' favorite pumpkin dishes? Have you ever cooked with pumpkin, like not bacon or anything, but I know they have pumpkin ravioli, which is really good. It's like a fall, obviously a fall type dish. Pumpkin drinks. If you guys have ever had, like, I don't know, I'm sure they have like pumpkin liquor or anything like that. Well, I'm not really a big drinker or anything, but you know, there's all kinds of different drinks out there. I didn't know if there was pumpkin. If you guys know of any, please let me know. And and go get you some pumpkin stuff, you know, go to the pumpkin patch. That's very popular this time of year. And we got a bunch around here in Knox County and everything and the surrounding counties. So go get you some pumpkins and carve them if you want. I've seen a lot of people that just put stickers on them. Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, easier cleanup, that's for sure. Excuse me, sorry. But no, carving pumpkins was always fun. No matter, you know, you can be creative as hell. You can put on it whatever you want. And, you know, seeing the people on TV, like the pumpkin carvers, the professional pumpkin carvers, it just blows your mind. I know we've talked about it before on a couple of shows back, but it's just mind blowing, the artistic abilities of these people, just looking at a blank pumpkin, you know, and then turning it into a masterpiece. You know, it's pretty cool. There's a lot of talented people out there, and if you're one of them, go show off your stuff, you know, send it to, put it on the social medias out there and let it be known, you know, everyone has that one talent. So get yourself a pumpkin. I know they're fairly reasonably priced too. So get you a big one, small one, get a gourd. They don't get much love. They're the ugly child of the pumpkin family, as they would say. So, you know, give gourds some love and give the baby pumpkins some love and just give pumpkin love. You know, it's good for you and it's a good, is it a vegetable or is it a fruit? Let's see, it's a seed, so it is a fruit. Okay, there, I just answered my own question. sorry about that, but yeah, happy National Pumpkin Day. And if you guys are out and about, get yourself a pumpkin spice latte. You know, they're really popular this year, and I mean, they're good as hell. They're very sugary, but, you know, it gets you going. That's what coffee's supposed to do, right? So, hey, cheers. So, happy National Pumpkin Day, and a little on this date in 2007. So, we're just going back just almost 20 years ago, so not too far. So, in 2007, Bob Dylan's song, Knocking on Heaven's Door. You guys didn't know it, he was the original writer of Knocking on Heaven's Door. It's been covered by many of artists. Guns N' Roses made it more popular with their rendition. And great cover, great song. I mean, sad as hell, but it's relatable. Like I said, music's relatable. And if you're going through a hard time, you know, it's good to listen to. I know it's about death and everything, but, you know, it's something that's going to happen to all of us. So not to sound morbid or anything, I'm not trying to, you know, say death is good, but I'm just saying music's there for therapy, long-winded say. But so back in 2007, Bob Dylan's song, Knocking on Heaven's Door, was played by 1,730 guitar players. at the same time. So they were trying to break a world record, and I think they broke it because the other record was, it was only 1,600 and about 1,600 people were playing. I don't know why that song ain't coming to my mind right now, but it was a Guinness Book of World Records, and I believe that the people that played in this broke the record. It was broke in the state of, and I'm sorry if I pronounced this wrong, but it's Magahala, India. So, hell yeah. The Indian, you know, the, not the Indians, I shouldn't say that, but, you know, the Indias love Bob Dylan. He's actually playing here in Ohio at the Palace Theater, I think, in December-ish. So, that'd be an interesting show to go to. Like I talked about before, I had a couple friends of mine, James and Karen, they went and saw Bob Dylan when he played at Promo West and did not say one word to the crowd. So he's just straight focused, you know, no chit-chatting or anything. He's, you know, all he said was he would come out, he waved to the crowd, played the set, and then went off and did his thing. You know, because sometimes that shows that's all you want to hear. I mean, yeah, you want them to, you know, interact with you and everything. You want to feel a part of the show, and definitely, rightfully so. You're paying so much money to see a certain artist that you love, and you just want to be entertained, and then you want to, you know, laugh, you want to cry, you want to, you know, dance and do everything and all that. A lot of emotions during shows and everything, good, bad, you know, mostly good, hopefully. But just knowing that he had that much of an impact, just one song like that has an impact on so many people is a beautiful thing. That's the, excuse me, my goodness, the pumpkin pie. I'm sorry, folks. A good thing you can't smell this podcast, because kind of smells like pumpkin, obviously pumpkin whipped cream. That's all we had. So, you know, back to Bob Dylan. That's just the impact on music. You know, it reaches so many people out there. And even if you can't, you know, afford instruments or anything, you can make your own. It's just a powerful thing. Music's very powerful, more powerful than we think it is. So, you know, if you're writing a song or anything and you don't think that it's going to hit anyone or relate to anyone, put it out there. Guarantee, someone out there will listen to your song and will be like, man, I'm feeling the exact same way. This person is like in my mind. You know, it's freaky. Just like scrolling through Facebook, you know, you look up something on the internet and next thing you know, it's all over your feed. Big brother is watching. But, you know, I thought that was pretty cool about Bob Dylan. He's playing a show, like I said, Palace Theater, beautiful theater in Columbus. Actually saw, it was Michael Moore. He was doing a stand-up type thing. I'm not very political at all, folks, so don't think I'm, you know, this is not going to be a political show or anything, but I was seeing him because the girl I was dating at the time wanted to see him, but Goo Goo Dolls was performing, so that was very nice to see. It was awesome to see. They did a really good job. Beautiful theater. They just renovated it, and, you know, the chandelier is still in there. That's the centerpiece of the Palace Theater, so check them out. I mean, you're seeing a legend there, a folk legend, a rock legend. You know, he did them both. He did acoustic, he did electric. You know, Highway 61 was probably his, like, big electric album, I guess, so to say. But mostly it was folk, and, you know, he played the harmonica too. So, very talented man. His son, Jacob Dylan, went to go play in the Wallflowers. If you guys remember the Wallflowers. One Headlight was their biggest song that came out from Bringing Down the Horse album. Great album. Great singer, too. Jacob Dylan, he didn't get much recognition. You know, he sounded like his dad and everything, which ain't bad. But, you know, yeah, that was just their one hit wonder. And that's all we need, especially around the holiday season. I'm telling you, you write one song or you come up with that one idea around seasons and all that, you know, you're in good shape. Whether it be Christmas, Thanksgiving, you know, 4th of July, Valentine's Day, don't matter. So I thought that was pretty cool. So check him out if you guys like that. And I think it's on a Friday night, so that's a good way to start your weekend, folks. And speaking of good ways to start your day, if you guys want to interact with me on social media or anything, you can contact me anytime, day, night. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And if you want to do so, you can hit me up on the Twitter. I am at BROHR3. Over on TikTok, if you're scrolling through, I'm at Brian Rohr, 1986. If you're over on the IG, the Instagram, I am at BROHR. We also have a Patreon if you want to donate to this podcast and spread it to the global, make this sucker global. Let's not go nationwide. Let's go global wide. You know, be like Bob Dylan and have, you know, 1,700 people playing this podcast at once. That would be awesome. Thank you very much for everyone still listening and giving me plays and everything. I love you guys. I'm very appreciative of you. And on a side note, you guys, I know I haven't been putting them out daily. I'm trying something new, trying every other day. It's not because I am getting tired with it or anything. Definitely not that. Just trying to find the space between, you know, work and life and everything. But I definitely, I'm not giving up on you guys, so don't give up on me. And, you know, if you want to donate to this podcast, I have a Patreon. There's 3 tiers to it. Totally all up to you. No pressure or nothing. If you want to do so, you can go to www.patreon.com/rockandroar. So it's capital R and then all is lowercase. So OCKNROHR22. All these, if you guys couldn't get a pen or paper at the time, I'll have these in the show notes as always. So look in there and we'll get this show going on today. So the topics we're going to talk about today is live music or recorded music. Which one do you like the most? Which do you prefer? You know, which one gets you going? Or, you know, do you like the live audience? Do you like just playing the song at home or anything like that? So we'll talk about that. We will also talk about, should song lyrics or, you know, song, like songs in general, should they be rated how movies are rated? So, like, you know, you have Rotten Tomatoes, they give you, it's a movie review site app. You know, you go on there and you're like, oh, okay, they got 99 on Rotten Tomatoes, so it's got to be a good movie. And then it turns out to be a clunker. Or, you know, and vice versa, you see one that has like a 40% rating. You know, should music be rated like that? I know we have like charts, the Billboard charts and everything like that, but, you know, just kind of like, hey, this song's good. Hey, this song sucks. You know, that type of thing. So talk about that. And, you know, can you sing? There are a lot of people, I know we talk about playing guitar and instruments on here a lot and everything, and there's nothing wrong with that, but singing, it's one of the hardest things. We do it, we talk on a daily basis, but singing, it takes a different type of human, I guess. You know, there's big voices out there, there's small voices, so can you sing? You know, and if you just heard my little crack in there, I'm still going through puberty, so can you sing? And then, of course, today is Tuesday, so it's waiver day for all you fantasy footballers out there. One of the most stressful, plus, you know, stressful, but it's exciting days of the week. A lot of teams were on byes last week, so we had 6 teams on a bye last week. I think this week we have just a few, not too sure offhand, but get your waivers in, get the players that you want. We'll talk about that and some sneak peeks of players that are, you know, trending up and everything and all that. So that'll be the topics we talk about today. So let's kick it off with live music or recorded music. That's a big, that all depends. You know, if it was working, like if I was doing one or the other, I would prefer a recorded session over live music, just because there is more control. There, you know, you're captivating the sound. So what I'm trying to say is, if you're in a recording studio and you're recording that hit song, or you're listening to that hit song, you have it so, you're so focused on that one song. There's no other distractions. You know, you don't have the crowd you're messing with. You don't have the acoustics that you're messing with. You don't have, you know, vendors yelling, "Hey, get your peanuts here," you know, and all that. So, you know, that's probably what they did back in the day. That's more a ball game, but, you know, you get the idea. So live music or recorded, personally, if it was me, I would be recorded music. I love the recording studio. There's nothing more relaxing than going in the studio, laying down the tracks that you've been working on, laying out the lyrics that you've been working on for a long time, putting the song together. You know, you might go in there with bits and pieces of a song that you have an idea, record it, and then just blend it all together. You know, some people do it like that. Do you write lyrics to the song? Do you write music to the lyrics? That type of thing. I always, when it comes to writing music, I always come up with the music first. I'm not the very greatest at lyrics. My lyrics are more like rhymes, I guess you would say. It's hard for me as who I am, but it's just hard. I just think too much about it, writing lyrics and everything, but there's people that it comes natural to them, and I mean, it just pours out of them, and it's beautiful, and everything makes sense, and there's just so many people that are good with words. We've talked about Eminem being a word master, getting, you know, very good with his words, and, you know, that's on the hip-hop scale, but on the rock side, you know, like Aerosmith, Steven Tyler, he's really good with writing lyrics, and you can feel when he sings, like, the passion, the pain that he's going through at the time. And in country music too, you know, like Carrie Underwood, or, you know, Reba, or Kelly Clarkson, or, you know, Tim McGraw, you can feel their songs. You know, you just have that connection with them and everything. So, and if it was live music or recorded, long-winded way of saying, I would pick recorded. But there's nothing wrong with live music either. I mean, that's why we go there. We go to see them perform these songs that we listen to all the time. And, you know, there's always that big, is it going to sound just like the CD? You know, and most of the time it does. But they always play the song at the end, you know, the hit songs you always want to hear. They play them at the end of the set because they know you guys are going to stick around. And we do. Very rare will you find a band that plays their hit songs like in the beginning or middle of a set. If you do, you know, that's just their way of, you know, keeping people around and everything. So that's a different way of looking at it. Didn't realize that. But, you know, recorded session is just more intimate. I guess that's the word I'm trying to say. It's more intimate. It's more personal. You know, it's just very relaxing. It can be stressful, to be honest with you. When you see that red record button glowing, you know, you get anxious, you know, your nerves go up, you might play things a little faster, you might sing a little different, but, you know, just take a deep breath and just take your time. You know, don't rush perfection, as the pros would say. So, recorded session for me. Live music, there's nothing wrong with that. It's one of the greatest gifts that we have, whether it be a cover band that you're going to see, or a big band that you've been wanting to see for, you know, a couple months, or been saving up all that time. Genesis, if you guys remember the band Genesis, excuse me, they're playing in either November or December, so a lot of big bands coming around at the end of the year, so it's good. You know, it's good that we're getting back to where we can have live music, you know, with COVID going on and all these protocols and everything. And so that's very, very thankful to have that. It was kind of cool, like, when we were in the shutdown and everything, that these bands were performing, like, Clutch, if you guys never heard the band Clutch, they were charging, I do believe, like $5 to $10 a person, but they would have a live webcast of them performing live, so you would get an hour and a half, you'd get your own show, but you didn't have to leave the comfort of your own home when we were in lockdown and all that, so that's pretty cool. Metallica did it too. Of course, you know, theirs was, I think, $20 or something. It's like, come on, people, how much money do you need? You know, there are people going through some hard times, and you're like, $20, you know, I mean, it might not sound a lot to some people, but to some, that's, you know, if you got to get diapers, that's pretty much all your money right there. So, you know, just make it more reasonable. These prices, make concert prices more reasonable. My God, you always see that too, like the biggest, like the people that are always in the front row are the richest people that get there. And it's like, they might not know a damn thing about the band or anything about the music, but they just want to be there just to show their card and everything. And I don't know, I think that's wrong, but to each its own. If you have the money, might as well treat yourself. So, you know, like if I had enough money, I'd be front row at every show too. So that's my version on that. So live music or recorded, what do you guys like? You know, let me know, hit me up on Twitter or anything. Next we'll talk about is, should songs and or song lyrics be rated how movies are? So like I talked about earlier, you know, we have like the Billboard top 100 and everything, top 20 and everything. So that's a way of saying, hey, this song's better than that song. But what if it wasn't like that? What if everything was rated on a 0 to 100 scale? So this song being, you know, what are we listening to right now? So on Spotify, we got Eddie Cochran, Summertime Blues. Hey, good song. We got rockabilly going on today. So we got a little bit more looser, more funkier stuff. Rockabilly's great, but we'll talk about that a little bit later on. We'll stick to the task at hand. So, song lyrics, should they be rated how movies are? I mean, that's a cool idea. That's a different way of looking at it. You know, like I said, artists put their heart and soul into it. And, you know, anytime you hear, you know, you can put everything that you have into one song and then be like, oh, people are like, hey, the music's good, but the lyrics suck, or vice versa. And you're like, man, what the hell am I doing? I know when the All-American Rejects were recording, I don't know the name of the album, but it was the song that had, it was the album that had like Gives You Hell and everything on that. They actually had a full album done, and the record label pretty much said, yeah, these songs suck, write new ones. And so they scrapped them all and wrote Gives You Hell and wrote, you know, Move Along and everything. So that's a gut punch, you know, especially when you put your heart and soul, like I said, into it, and they're like, eh, this sucks, you know, he's like, well, you suck, man, you know, you try writing music or, you know, writing lyrics or everything and all that, but I think that's pretty cool, like a rating system, like a 0 to 100, you know, like, when you're listening to an album, like, hey, this song's a 99, hey, this song's a 40, you know, this song's a 60, you know, I think that's pretty cool, different way of looking at it, but, you know, nothing. We all, you know, we see numbers and everything, like the higher the numbers, you're like, oh, that's got to be good. But, you know, just all depends. I think that's pretty cool. Maybe they'll do that eventually down the road. And, you know, the Billboard charts do that. So that's pretty cool. And, you know, just something different to think about. So, heck yeah. Next question I got, or topic we'll talk about, is can you sing? So, like I said, we talk about playing guitar on this podcast a lot, you know, playing musical instruments and everything, but singing, I mean, we talk every day, so it's a form of singing. I mean, it's not like the most sexiest sounding thing, unless you have a sexy voice, talking voice and everything, which some people do, but singing, it breaks people out of their comfort zone, you know, because you know, everyone can sing. Everyone has that one little musical talent in them, whether it be writing, performing, playing, you know, singing. But some of the greatest artist out there, like Dee Snider. He was a classically trained vocalist. Now, a lot of people might not know that. Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. So we're talking, you know, the whole parental advisory thing back in the day with Congress and all that. But Dee Snider, singer of Twisted Sister, "We're Not Going to Take It, I Want to Rock." You know, he even directed a couple of horror movies and everything. So, or he was in a couple horror movies, one or the other. But he is a classically trained vocalist. So is Sebastian Bach from Skid Row. You guys didn't know that. Classically trained. So, I mean, you got some big voices out there. I mean, Steve Perry is a big voice. You know, David Coverdale from Whitesnake's a big voice. John Popper is a big voice, blues traveler. You know, then you get to the, like I said, the countryside. You have Reba. You got, you know, Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, you know, Tim McGraw. But some voices are not the strongest, like Bob Dylan. We talked about him earlier, but Bob Dylan, he's a great musician and everything, but his voice sounds like these. You know, it's like, you know, who wants to listen to that all the time? Apparently a lot of fucking people. So don't matter who you are, what your voice sounds like, just try it out there. You know, I've recorded myself a couple of times singing. We do karaoke here at the house and everything every once in a while. So we have a good time with that. There is no shaming. I mean, you go up there and you just sing whatever you want to sing or perform whatever you want to perform and everything. And we have a good time. You know, go out to karaoke bars, you know, just have a good time. Sing it. Music's all about having fun. It's when you take it serious is when you start having a lot of trouble and having issues and everything. So just have fun with it. But singing, I mean, it takes talent. I mean, you can get vocal lessons. There is a vocal teacher. Her name is Melissa Cross. She came out with a DVD, gosh, this was 15 years ago, The Zen of Screaming. So at the time, in Dying for Tomorrow, when I would do backup, I was the screamer. So last name was Roar. It kind of went hand in hand, had no problem with it. Not to toot my own horn, but I was compared to Jamie Josta from Hatebreed, sounding like-ish. But recording is a different beast when it comes to screaming. You know, there's not a lot of breaths you can take and everything. And sometimes, like when we were recording on a demo, you had to do it in sections. So you would scream like I, and then, you know, scream C, you know, you, and then all that. You know, it just depends on what the lyrics are and everything. But but screaming, pretty much what I was saying was, Melissa Cross, she had the Zen of Screaming, so she worked with a lot of hardcore and metal bands and showed them how to properly scream and sing without hurting your vocals, because that's the one big thing. People just think you go out there and you just start belting. You can if you are talented as fuck, but most likely you have to warm up your vocals. You have to get them in the zone, you know, not auto zone, but get them right, you know, get them warmed up, get them prepped and everything. Just like starting up your car in the dead of winter. You don't want to just start it up and drive. You want to start it up, let the windows defrost, you know, let all the, you know, emissions start doing their thing. You know, just like cooking, you know, if you're cooking an egg, you don't want to just turn on the frying pan, stick an egg in there. You want to let the pan warm up. And, you know, oil it for sure. Been down that road, folks, where I didn't water it or put oil in it. And, yeah, smoky house. So don't take any of my cooking advice. You do take it with a grain of salt. But my grilling advice, you can take that to the grave. I'll take that to the grave. So, oh, excuse me. My goodness. I know it's very unprofessional for about that. So I'm sorry about that. But, you know, that's just human. We're real on this show. We're live, so there ain't no cutting or anything. This is real life. So, but Melissa Cross, like I said, she worked with hardcore metal bands. kind of getting them to not tear up their voices. Like Adele, she has, she had a bunch of, not a bunch, she had a vocal surgery on one of her vocal cords, and, you know, just all, Chino Moreno, I think that's his name, yeah, Chino Moreno from Deftones has a paralyzed vocal cord, one of them. So, you know, you put your heart and soul into it, and, you know, just take care of your body. Your body is a temple, so, you know, just like playing guitar, warm up with it, same way with vocals, singing, warm up with it, ease into it. It's all about easing into it. So that's my little tip for you guys. And but singing, I mean, my father-in-law said many times, he's like, I wish I was blessed with singing, you know, just walking down the road, just being able to belt out a song. And, you know, yeah, you can, why not? It don't let, you might think your voice sounds like crap or, you know, annoying or anything, but someone's going to like it. And if they don't, just slap some auto-tune on it, and everybody will like it. Auto-tune, remember when that was the craze? My gosh, how annoying is that? If you use it correctly, you can disguise it real well. But if you're like T-Pain, you know, that uses it like to the max, or even Cher back when she came out with that, Do You Believe in Life After Love? You know, they had that auto tune on there, and God, it just drives you nuts, because, you know, as recording engineers or, you know, musicians, it's just annoying as hell. But to anyone else, they're probably like, man, that makes them sound good. But hey, go for it. That's technology. You can sound like anything and or anybody. So hey, go for it and have at it, you know. Just all depends how you use it. Just use it sparingly. You know, less is more. That's what I'm trying to say about that. And so next on the list, since we talked about, since it is Tuesday, got waiver day for all you fantasy footballers out there. Big day. Kind of a okay week on the waiver wire. Needs that I got going on. So, of course, quarterback, I got to get a couple quarterbacks. Running backs are always good to have, you know, but mostly I'm just doing the streaming thing. So what streaming is if you guys aren't familiar with fantasy football, you pick out your dream team and you are the manager of that team. So if you want to add a player, you got to drop a player unless you have extra space on your bench, or that player goes on the IR, or they're out, you know, completely, whether it be an injury or, you know, they get, even have the COVID thing going on still on the fantasy football, let you know if they have COVID. So it's really good to know. But, you know, when it comes to quarterback, like, so when it comes to quarterback, you think that is the most important position on the team. And it is, you know, they are they direct the direction of the game, you know. So like Tom Brady, he's the GOAT, you know, and rightfully so. The guy's, he just had his 600th touchdown pass. So it's a beautiful thing. Guy made bank on it. Mike Evans, his wide receiver, handed the ball to a guy in the audience, and next thing you know, they wanted to get the ball back. Hey, that's Tom Brady's 600th touchdown. That's going to, you know, the Hall of Fame and all that. So, in return, the guy's getting, like, a shitload more than he got, you know, just the ball and everything. But I think he's getting signed jerseys. He's getting cleats. He's getting season tickets for this year, next year. He's getting autographs. He's getting a Bitcoin from Tom Brady himself. So, he's getting bank. He's getting $1,000 on NFL shop. So just for handing a ball, having a ball handed to him, my gosh. But, you know, with something that big, it's understandable. But so the streaming game is just you pick up a player and you just coast him. You don't worry about that position too much. You know, mostly you're doing kickers, defense, and or quarterback. Depends on if you have a stud quarterback or if you're just, you know, waited too long and you're like, I'll just grab whoever's available. That's usually the best way to do it. With the other positions like running back, wide receiver, and tight end, you want to have studs. I mean, you want to have your studs, your stars. You know, don't go cheap on those positions and everything. But in this week, you know, there's a couple players out there, you know, like for the Bears and everything. And like Khalil Herbert, he's a running back that, you know, a lot of people are going to be targeting and everything. And, you know, he's doing big things. So he's getting a big chance because Damian Williams is still out with COVID. Either that or he's questionable or something. But David Montgomery was out. He was their RB1, more or less. And, you know, just depending on your needs. Hell, I'm picking up Kirk Cousins for quarterback. He's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. And, you know, he's got a good game going on. So picking him up. Kickers, defense, you know, don't really matter. If you can get Tyler Bass, get him. If for kickers, if you're streaming the defense, if you can get the Bengals, they're on a tear lately. It's good for them. You know, Joe, he's bringing them. He's doing good things for them this year. It's good, you know, it's good to see other teams get better. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, the Brownies, we're going to be knocking on the Steelers' door this week. So that's always a big game. Plus, it's on Halloween night, so that'll be more exciting and everything. You know, go Brownies, and, you know, sorry for all you that don't like them. I'm not here to bash any other team. I just say who I like. If you like it, cool. If you don't, cool. I ain't going to bash your team. I ain't into that. A lot of people take sports way too serious. I mean, it's nice, it's cool, but it's like, at the end of the day, these people are playing a game. It's a game. You know, a lot of stuff's on the line, though. You know, like, World Series starts tonight, first game, 8 o'clock, I think. So, you got the Braves and the Astros going on. They're playing from Minute Maid Park there in Texas. So, should be a good game. Two great teams, like offensive-wise. Pitching-wise, I probably got to give the hat to Braves on that one. They have what seems like a better bullpen, better starting pitching rotation, but doesn't mean everything. Look at Garrett Cole. Guy is one of the greatest pitchers out there and couldn't make it past the wild card. Couldn't make it past the second inning or the third inning, to be honest with you, so... You know, when the pressure's on, that's when you see the teams perform their best or you see them fall. So, but that's today's waiver day. So, it depends on if you have, like, rolling waivers and everything on your team. Doing good so far in the leagues I'm in. There's a couple where I am, like, 5-2, 6-1, 2-5, you know, 3-4. Just a weird mix. I haven't got shut out, though, so that's my main goal each year is to at least have one win on the team. That way you don't get shut out because there's nothing worse than... And sometimes you can't control it. You know, sometimes players are going to come out of nowhere that you didn't see, and that's the beauty of it, you know. That's the beauty of sports. They can go anyway, and no one knows until it's done, so... Get your waivers in for all you people out there that are playing, and, you know, hopefully you get who you want and everything. And I always compared it to Christmas morning. Like, today is, you know, Christmas Eve. You know, you're so excited. You put in your claims. Like, yeah, hopefully I get this person or, you know, get this defense or kicker or anything. And then tomorrow morning when you wake up, sometimes you get an email saying, hey, you got this person, but... That's like Christmas Day when you see who you get and who you don't get. So sometimes who the people drop to get a player are better than the ones that you were bidding on. So it's always it's a cat and mouse game, but at the end of the day, it's just fun. It's just good, clean, fun. That's what we're all about. So we'll move on to our top five today. We're changing it a little bit. You know, these top fives are going to be just whatever I'm feeling at the time. So the top five today, we got the top five elements of your ideal day. So top five things that you do on a daily basis that puts you in a good mood, or something that you set a goal for each day, whether it be something small, whether it be something big. Maybe you have a big presentation coming on you want to nail, or you have a phone interview with a job that you applied for, or anything, or you know, you're talking to someone you haven't talked to in a while. That's always good. Catching up is always good. So we're going to do a top five elements of your ideal day. Again, no specific order. We'll just go through them and then we'll talk about them. So, of course, number one, I'll just say it, it's going to be music. Gotta have music. I gotta have music every day, whether it be in the background, whether it be in headphones, whether it be playing it. It's just gotta be on. I don't care day or night. It's just gotta be going. So that's numero uno. Next, we got laughter, then conversation, eating, and relaxation. So those are my top five elements of my ideal day. Yours might be different, might be the same. So please let me know. Like I said, contact me on Twitter or Instagram or TikTok, when it don't matter. Or if you know me in person, kind of just say, hey, you know, this is what I'm thinking and all that. But again, my top five was music, laughter, conversation, eating, and relaxation. So number one, we talked about it, music, gotta have it. There's no argument there. It just keeps me going. It keeps my day going, keeps my mood up, keeps everything in perspective, keeps the eye on the prize, is what I'm trying to say there, folks. So music's number one. Second is laughter. Gotta laugh. Laughing is good for the heart. It's good for the body. It's good for the mind. It's just fun. Nothing better than getting that big hearty laugh, you know, like that gut-wrenching laugh that you can barely breathe from because you're laughing so hard, you know. And I have that most every day with my wife. You know, she cracks me up on a daily basis, and that's one of my main goals every day, is to make one person laugh. So don't matter if it's in the morning, at night, as long as I can make one person laugh a day, my job is complete. Makes their day better, and you know, it just puts you in a better mood. You know, there's a lot of drama, a lot of sadness going on in the world right now, so laughter, we gotta have it, man. We gotta be laughing. We can't laugh at each other, you know, laugh at ourselves. Heck, I laugh at myself all the time with some of the crazy shit that comes out of my mouth, or I do, and or I see, but laughter, gotta have it. Next on the list is conversation, so talking, gotta do that. I mean, I'm talking to you guys right now, and you know, it's very awesome. You know, I'm very thankful for it. And, you know, just talking in general, talking to your spouse, talking to your best friends, talking to your family, your coworkers, you know, the people in the drive-thru, you know, just talking, just seeing how everyone's day is going, you know, that's very important, you know, because if someone's having a rough day, you might help them cheer up, or, you know, get a situation that they're having resolved, or a problem that they've been working on, or anything. So talking, God, I love talking. I mean, I don't come off as that. You know, if you know me in real life, I hold it all in. And that's it can be a good and a bad thing. So it's something I'm working on. But if you know me personally, you know, I'm like very shy, very soft-spoken and everything. But once you get to know me, I hopefully don't drive you nuts, but I just like talking to people, you know, just and laughing. They go hand in hand. So next on the list is eating. You got to eat, you know, whether it be puree, whether it be, you know, something fast food, home cooked meal, eating. You got to eat. That's one of the most important things in the day. You know, they say breakfast is, but everything is. You got to eat, got to get your strength in, you got to get, you know, because when you eat, you know, you get your brain power, you get more strength, obviously, you're more alert, more awake and everything. So it's one of my important elements of the day is eating. And you know, holiday season coming up, so buddy, we're gonna be eating a lot of good cooking gonna be happening in the next couple months. And it happens every day, but most importantly, you know, the big one, Thanksgiving. I mean, that's the biggest meal of the year right there, other than, you know, your birthday or whatever. But holiday meals, it's one of the biggest ones, and rightfully so. I mean, get everyone together. It's just a good time, good time. And last on the list is relaxation. So whatever you like to do, do you like to, you know, have a beer? Do you like to watch a movie? Do you like to, I don't know, go on a walk? Do you like to, you know, play music? Relaxation. You gotta have it. You gotta have your moments for yourself and everything. You know, take a break from the world for a minute. You know, do whatever you want. Don't matter. Take a shower. Take a, I don't know, just whatever you do to relax. Write, read. Don't matter. Doesn't have to be, you know, anything drug or alcohol induced or anything like that. But, you know, if you do that, then that's what you do. You know, a lot of people do that, so there ain't nothing wrong with that. So relaxation, you just gotta relax. It's the big five lettered word right there, relax. So again, those are my top five elements for my ideal day. Yours might be different, and that's fine. Please let me know. Again, my top five was music, laughter, conversation, eating, and relaxation. And so with that being said, we'll end the show with a little did you know. I like to give you guys a little nugget of information. This one is pretty crazy, but I mean, it's pretty cool with the holiday season coming on and everything. You're going to be seeing this guy on TV a lot more with him and his dog. So I'm talking about the OG. We're talking about Charlie Brown here. So did you know that Charlie Brown's father is a barber? And if you look at Charlie Brown, you only notice he has two strands of hair, which so does Homer Simpson. And, you know, if you know me, so do I. I ain't got much hair. But there ain't nothing wrong with that. Bald is beautiful, folks. No matter if you're male or female, bald is beautiful. So don't let hair deter the person from who you are. You know, a lot of good-looking people are bald or have very little hair. So I thought that was pretty crazy. You know, Charlie Brown, you're going to have the great big pumpkin Charlie Brown and Charlie Brown's Christmas coming on. So it's just a good cartoon series. You know, him, Snoopy, and all his friends, Linus, and, you know, Sally and everyone. So Charles Schulz, rest in peace, buddy. You're one of the greatest cartoon writers, animators of all time. So your legacy will live on, and so will you guys. So that's, we're going to end the show on that. So thank you, Charlie Brown. Thank you guys for listening to another episode, and please leave a review for the episode. And you know, anything you would like to hear or see on the show, please let me know. Again, as always, thank you to our veterans out there, past and present. You are not forgotten, and, you know, we are very thankful for everything that you have done for this country. We call it the United States of America. So, National Pumpkin Day, go get you guys some pumpkins. And with that being said, we'll end the show with, well, we'll wait till the commercial is done. So, nothing too crazy there. You know, you pay for Spotify for free, you know, for a monthly thing, and you still get ads. I don't understand it, but that's the name of the game there, folks. But see what song comes on next, and we'll leave you with the sweet sounds of, we'll just leave it at that. They ain't gonna play another ad. So you guys have a beautiful day, and hopefully talk to you Thursday. We'll see. You know, just keep a lookout, keep your notifications on, so when I do drop a podcast, again, you can find these all on Spotify, Google, Apple, Stitcher, wherever you listen to your regular podcast. I'll have the link if you want to go to the website. Don't matter. Thank you again. There we go. There's the music. We'll leave you with the sweet sounds of Rodney Crowell. Frankie, please. You guys have a beautiful evening, and I will talk to you later.